This is 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. When you arrive at Carol Williams' Port St. Lucie home, you know you've reached a special place. Butterflies flit around a landscape designed especially for them.
This is Zebra Longwing, the state butterfly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like the name implies, the butterfly has yellow stripes on black wings. Williams is a master gardener and has spent years getting her yard just right.
I've seen less and less zebra longwings lately, and they really need a good place to shelter at night because they hang in a group.
And more than just missing the pretty butterflies, having fewer of them can upset the balance of nature.
Butterflies are pollinators. And a lot of plants need that cross-pollination, need to have pollen taken from one flower and put in another flower, or they will not bloom. Or if they're blooming now, they won't produce seeds.
Worldwide, scientists have estimated that probably 80% of the world's food crops are pollinated by wild insects.
Larry Williams is field supervisor with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
In other words, they're not pollinated by domestic bees or some other method.
Williams says representatives of the Fish and Wildlife Service are also seeing fewer butterflies.
Two butterflies that were native to Florida, we think they're now extinct. The Zesto skipper and the Rocklands grass skipper, both of them occurred in the Florida Keys. And we've looked for several years now to try to find them, and we've been unable to find them. So we think they're probably extinct.
The butterflies are not as colorful as the zebra longwing, the state butterfly, and with their earth tones, they more resembled moths.
These two species of butterflies, both of them were about an inch and a half across, so they were about the size of, a silver dollar. And they're not brightly colored. Most of their colors are shades of brown and yellow and a little bit of white. They're both very beautiful in that they've got very pretty shapes, sort of geometric shapes on their wings. They both look almost like they were created by artists.
There's no doubt that other butterflies remain, but Williams says pollinators can be plant-specific. Losing them leaves a hole.
Each of these two species had certain plants that they pollinated. They had other plants that their caterpillars fed on, and you know, in different ways, they had a very essential role in the ecosystem and in the biology of the habitats there in the Florida Keys.
It's been 10 years since research crews or butterfly enthusiasts have seen either butterfly. Loss of habitat and possibly pesticides are likely to blame. But Williams says your high school science class may also share some of the responsibility.
One of the problems that we've had is poaching. There are people that collect rare butterflies, and that can be a problem for some of these populations that are really low. You know, in any high school biology class, you're probably asked to do an insect collection, and that could be a great thing, a great way to learn about nature. But to also know which species are listed as threatened or endangered and can't be collected and shouldn't be collected is really important, too.
An organization called the Imperiled Butterflies of Florida Working Group is comprised of several environmental agencies. It meets quarterly to address butterfly-related issues in South Florida. You can find out more on the web. We'll have a link at our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Jill Roberts.